Families and friends of those who died in a massive landslide near Oso 5 years ago have been working to build a permanent memorial. Now they're coming to Seattle to raise money. KNKX's Ed Ronco has more.
Dane Bruner's sister, 36-year-old Summer Raffo, was driving down Highway 530 when the landslide hit.
Within seconds, you know, on being on one side or the other of it, she'd have lived. She'd have got hurt, but she would have lived.
Bruner from Darrington is now part of a fundraising committee hoping to bring in more than $6 million for the memorial. Plans call for a plaza, trails, trees, and plaques telling the story of how the landslide happened and the people who died. Bruner says he wants people to know how the community came together after the tragedy.
You know, it's a sense of sadness, but yet it gathered friends, enemies, families, and everything together for those months of time.
So far, the group has raised about $400,000. The Slide Memorial Committee is hoping a dinner and auction tonight at Seattle's Waterfront Marriott will give the total another big boost. More information is at slidememorial.com. Ed Ronco, KNKX News.